Will they or will they not go bankrupt? Hey, you notice something odd about new canned beverages? We'll have the skinny on that. It's a day that ends in Y, so yeah, we've got to have another Dominion Voting Systems versus Fox News story. Hey, see anything wrong with cheering large numbers of unemployment claims? Think about that for just a minute. Sam's Club takes on Costco with yet another food item. We've got the Wall Street Report. And remember when folks were fleeing big cities due to the pandemic? Oh, how things have changed. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. Grateful that you are along for the ride again today, as we are every single day, spending a little time with us to learn a little bit more about some of the hot business news stories of the day. Want to follow us on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Bed Bath & Beyond is attempting to avoid bankruptcy by selling up to $300 million in stock. Now, if it can't, the company said it will be forced into bankruptcy. CNN is reporting that Bed Bath & Beyond was able to initially avoid bankruptcy in February by completing a complex stock offering that gave it both an immediate injection of cash and a pledge for more funding in the future to pay down its debt. That offering was backed by private equity group Hudson Bay Capital. Well, now, however, the company has said it is terminating that agreement and is turning to the public market. Success there would give the company time to pursue a turnaround without a bankruptcy filing, which can be costly, out of its control, and wind up in liquidation. Meanwhile, the company is shrinking to save money. It plans to close around 400 of its roughly 760 Bed Bath & Beyond stores, but will keep open profitable stores in key markets. On Thursday, Bed Bath & Beyond stock closed at 59 cents a share. Hey, the next time you're at the store, check out one of the latest marketing ploys. What is that? Skinny cans. They are everywhere. And why? Well, as we all know, manufacturers of everything rely on packaging to draw in consumers, and that's the goal here as well. CNN is reporting that a new slew of skinny aluminum cans will subtly signal to consumers that their exotic new drinks are healthier than the beer and sodas in the short, round cans of old. I mean, who wants a fat can, right? Topo Chico, Simply, and Sunny D recently launched alcoholic seltzers and cocktails in tall, thin cans, while Day One, Celsius, and Starbucks have debuted sparkling water and energy drinks in new slim cans. Coke with Coffee launched in a slim version just last year as well. See, slim cans, slimmer you, healthier you. Yeah, are you getting this? Analysts and drink makers are aiming to distinguish their products also on crowded shelves and save money on shipping and packaging with skinny cans. Now, soft drinks appeared in cans as early as 1938, but the first aluminum beverage can was used for a diet cola called Slenderella way back in 1963. Coke and Pepsi were not far behind, debuting in their own aluminum cans back in 1967. And by the way, aluminum cans are better for the environment, say the experts, than plastic. So there is that as well. Every day this goes on, it looks worse and worse for Fox News. Now Amy Grossberg, the former Fox News producer, who accused the right-wing network of pressuring her into giving misleading testimony in the Dominion defamation case, told NBC News in her first TV interview that she was, quote, bullied, intimidated, and coerced, end quote, into protecting the right-wing network to keep her job. She told Lester Holt that, quote, it felt awful. I mean, it felt terrible because I knew that I was bullied, intimidated, and coerced into saying that just to keep my job and stay at the company, end quote. Asked why she did all of that, Grossberg said, well, because I made the decision to keep my job so that I can keep paying my bills. It seemed like the safer decision for me at the time. Fox News contests all of her allegations and denies that its lawyers did anything improper regarding Grossberg. Fox News also denies wrongdoing in the underlying Dominion case and says it didn't defame anybody. Well, of course not. The trouble with all of this, of course, is that Fox News has been lying about a boatload of issues, but when they say we should believe them in this case, maybe you could pass a large order of skepticism. For the second day in a row, the major U.S. indexes ended the day in the green, and I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Once upon a time, low unemployment was a good thing. Now, Wall Street and the central bank are hoping for larger numbers of unemployed Americans. The goal, as you may know, is the belief that record employment is causing rising inflation. So, creating more unemployed families is a way to tamp down costs, while also, by the way, helping companies secure higher profits. Less workers, more drops to the bottom line. You know how that goes. Well, all of this is fine and good for raw economics. But what the numbers don't tell us is that now we are talking about real people, real families, who are now experiencing the uncertainty of having a job. And with more states, like Iowa, cutting the amount of time laid-off workers can collect unemployment benefits, it all seems like a cruel sledgehammer to already stressed families. It is the food court battle of the mega warehouses, and once again, Sam's Club is taking aim at rival Costco. Back in November of last year, Sam's Club undercut Costco's $1.50 hot dog combo by pricing their hot dog and soda selection at $1.38. Well, now Sam's Club is back with a new offering celebrating the company's 40th birthday. What is it? Well, the retailer launched a colorful new birthday cake sundae, available through the end of April and priced at $1.58. That is almost a dollar less than Costco's own ice cream sundae, which costs $2.49. And the new Sam's Club sundae is not only cheaper than Costco's, it is also a bit fancier. The dessert is made with vanilla frozen yogurt, layered with pieces of iced birthday cake, made fresh, by the way, in the retailer's bakery, and topped with brightly colored confetti sprinkles. Sam's Club also offers a brownie sundae for the same price. Go get you some. For the second day in a row, U.S. major indexes finished the session in the green. The Dow added 141 points to close at 32,859, while the NASDAQ picked up 87 points to finish the trade at 12,013, and the S&P 500 closed up 23 points to end the session at 40.50. For its part, West Texas Intermediate crude gained $1.40 to close at $74.37 a barrel. And tomorrow morning, we'll get information on inflation. The Bureau of Economic Analysis is set to release personal consumption expenditures price index data for February at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. The PCE is what it's called, and that PCE data is the Fed's preferred inflation measure. It's released monthly and shows changes in the prices of goods and services purchased by consumers in the U.S. The headline PCE number is expected to come in at 5.3%, while core PCE inflation is expected to be 4.7%, all of that according to Benzinga Pro. We shall see. 8:30 Eastern Time tomorrow. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with what was the outward migration away from big cities and how that has changed. According to a study by the Wall Street Journal, the exodus from big cities to smaller ones seen during the pandemic has slowed. While big city suburbs and small and medium-sized metropolitan areas still experienced the most growth last year, more immigrants have moved to larger American cities, with more births occurring and fewer people are dying. Blame the pandemic, right? All of that has slowed the population decline that happened to urban areas during that pandemic. Stanford economics professor Nicholas Bloom describes the movement as a donut effect. Americans who don't commute to work daily have relocated to the suburbs and pushed up property prices in areas surrounding big cities. And those who do not have to commute to work are reported to be happier than those who often spend up to 90 minutes or more in a commute. Now, one other tidbit about all of this. 3 years after the COVID-19 pandemic began, a report by the Pew Research Group found roughly 35% of employees work from home all of the time. Happy? You betcha. That is a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.